Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Carol Love Forbes' mystery romance novel, crime thriller, A Bartender's Holiday, is receiving rave reviews. Riveting, a page-turner, can't wait to see what happens next, fast-moving. Carol Forbes has been publishing since 2011 with a wide range of genres, from children's books to historic fiction to science fiction to self-help to her biography and now to mysteries. She started writing at the suggestion of her stage friends after many years of acting and singing. Carol is back with us on This Week in America, now the author of A Bartender's Holiday, and also back with us, her brother Gary Love, a retired scientist with many technical publications. He collaborated with her on her delightful children's book, Elysia's Baby. It's a pleasure to welcome back Carol and Gary. Welcome back to the program, everyone.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
It is a pleasure to be back. And since we were here the last time, Carol has had, well, several birthdays, but one recently. Gary, talk about that. A big, big happy birthday to Carol.
Oh, we celebrate every one. 92 is a big one. We just had 93 and it was a big one. And we enjoy everyone and make them very special.
Well, that's amazing. Carol, congratulations. Thank you again for joining us on the program. The book is A Bartender's Holiday. Gary, give us a little bit of background on this book.
This is
an amazing story that Carol has come up with. It moves so well. Talk about the inspiration for writing this book.
Well, I've talked to Carol about that. I found it in her archives. It was a typed copy dated 1987, so it goes way back when she was a big fan, and still is, of Star Trek, and trying to come up with influences. It is a science fiction romance, and I must emphasize romance. It's rather intimate. When you get to the climax, the intimacy is not gratuitous. It's really critical to the whole storyline and the dilemma between, the ultimate dilemma between the antagonist and the protagonist.
Well, everybody loves that aspect of the story. There's so much here, as well as that romance that develops between the two, and we'll talk about that in a second. Carol Love Forbes and Gary Love back with us on the program talking about Carol's newest book, A Bartender's Holiday. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carol with us on the program, just celebrating a birthday. So excited for her and this book. And it's receiving rave reviews. The link on our website. Gary, talk about the setting of the book. This is interesting too. Give us a little bit of background on the setting. Where does this story take place?
The story takes place in New York City. It's about a Vietnam vet. He comes back. He's a robust kind of character. I would cast he comes back thinking that his life is going to restart with the love of his life, Ellen. And it turns out that they just don't connect and he's lost. So he goes to New York, he starts a career. He's very successful in the advertising business, rises very quickly, but the success doesn't satisfy him. He sells out and he buys a local bar, and he enjoys that for a while until he gets tired of being the psychologist for his patrons.
Yes.
He kind of winds down. One night he's going home, just enjoying the city, and he's walking along the street and suddenly is bumped by a young woman and then a really heavy man, And they go into an alley, and he hears a shot. He rushes in to find that this young girl has shot this thug, and she's really despondent, and he doesn't know what to do. He picks her up, and she's really out of it, you know. She doesn't struggle or anything. He picks her up and tries to and rescues her. Very quickly, the police are coming. They find shelter in an open vehicle that wasn't locked.
Wow.
To protect themselves, he tries to make out his lovers while the police knock on the door, and he pretends to be drunk and everything. They call a cab, and he takes her to his hotel, to his apartment, rather. He doesn't know what to do with her. He disrobes her so she can comfortably sleep. He puts her, she's quite drunk, by the way. He puts her on a couch or something. No, he's on the couch. He puts her on the bed. And he can't help but notice how beautiful she is. And when she wakes, she is very comely and very friendly. They quickly form a romance. And he then she tells her story, and he realizes that she's in trouble. She's in trouble because she's involved with her boss, and he runs a crime syndicate. So he goes to the FBI to get help. And they are very interested because they've been after this character for a long time. He is so sophisticated, they can never get anything on him. So they are really keen on working with Mac. Well, Mac goes back, and as luck would have it, the syndicate crew had been watching the apartment, and they had kidnapped Kim. Kim is the name of the girl that he had rescued. Mm-hmm. And he then leaves the apartment, attempted to go back to the FBI, and then they kidnap him. Well, they both are kidnapped and are sequestered in a magnificent mansion and in a very elegant suite. they're treated like royalty, which is very unusual to them. But at the same time, he meets the crime lord, and he's a very suave Asian man, very suave, very attractive man, very intelligent. And is somehow always smirking about their romance, which gets under his skin, but he doesn't understand what's going on. Well, to make a long story short, they try to escape their elegant suite and get out of the place. They try several times. They find ways to get out. He makes an ice weapon and clubs the guard, so they try to escape to the basement. Well, that didn't work. They're put back in. Then there's a tap, tap, tap at the window, and it turns out to be a local cop who has been on. He's a gardener. He gives them a map of the place. They discover then, as you would expect, you know, there's a back way passage this, and they find their way down to the basement, and they think they're going to escape. Well, they don't escape. They do find a laboratory, and this laboratory, when they go in, there are young women on cold tables. And Kim is just shocked and horrified that there are all of these women laid out. And she faints. She can't handle it. Well, it turns out that the henchmen then find them there and lock them in. The door slams. they finally come back and they're so cold that Mac is just frozen to the bone. And that's when the henchmen then try to take advantage of him because he has no strength. The ringleader then and Mac get into it. And there's this horrendous confrontation between them. And it comes out that the ringleader is just beside himself. He can't believe that Kim fell in love with Mac because Kim was his first invention. He had this scientist invent her. He was model one and he loved her, but she never loved him. And she loves Mac. It's not possible. She's a machine. How could she love Mac and not him? He is totally confounded at the climax and it destroys him emotionally. They guns are fired and the computer erupts and the mansion burns down. The ringleader is scarred for life. Mac gets away. Kim is consumed in the fire. And then the ringleader he does die from his scars. And Mac is just despondent. He goes back to the bar. He doesn't know what to do. He is so despondent. He's consumed with, he can't believe that Kim was a machine, an android, because she was so perfect. She was so loving and so affectionate. He can't connect with the business anymore. So this is in the prologue. One day, a young Asian woman comes in looking for help. She can't. She's new to New York. She needs somebody to sponsor her. And lo and behold, she looks just like Kim. She had gotten word about Mac. And the long story, the short story is that Kim was Kai, who was the industrialist or the ringleader, sister, and he modeled all of his android prostitutes after Kim. He was going to make a fortune out of these perfect prostitutes, only they weren't supposed to fall in love. That was the consternation. And they weren't supposed to fall in love with anybody but him, and they didn't love him. Well, it turns out that nobody loved Kai, even his mother, because he tore the wings off things. He killed animals, killed the family cat just for the see what was inside. Everybody hated him, even his mother. So Kai never knew love, even from Kim. And that is really the crux of the story, that the villain just really lost out totally. Well, the story ends where Kim and Mac have a glimmer of hope that they may actually have a romance and find love.
Interesting. That is why it's described as a page turner, why people say we can't wait to see what happens. Twist and turns, a great storyline. The book is called A Bartender's Holiday, written by our guest on the program, Carol Love Forbes. The book is available wherever books are sold. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you there. You'll find the book at urlinkpublishing.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A job well done by our guest on the program, Carol Love Forbes, back with us after celebrating a major milestone just a few days ago. Gary, let's talk a little bit about her fascinating career. I mentioned in the beginning that this started late in life for her writing. She had a stage career, a very impressive stage career. Talk about that. She appeared in touring Broadway shows, had a lead in Chicago in one of the plays. Talk about this background, because Carol really has an impressive background in theater and show business.
Right. She started right out of high school, right? You went into theater in high school. And a girlfriend in high school, they decided, let's join the Air Force. Well, they got there. The other girl's parents nabbed her, but Carol had already signed up. And Carol spent 4 years at the Air Force in Newfoundland. And she was already singing. And guess what? She sang in the Air Force band. And who was conducting? None other than John Williams, the current John Williams. Yeah. So she knew John Williams when he was very young. And she's just had this storied career. And that has served her very well. She has VA services now because she's a VA vet. And that has served her very well. When she came back, then she went to Pasadena Place House in Southern California, studied there. And when did you study voice? Was that in California or New York? Because you had a marvelous voice singer.
California.
In California?
Yeah.
And she still has an incredible voice. So she was already then singing, doing musicals in Southern California. And one of her friends got a part on a roadshow with none other than Pearl Bailey.
And
one day she said, I'm going on the show with Pearl Bailey. Do you want to come along? And Carol says, of course. her friend asked Pearl Bailey, and she was added to the show. They ended up in New York. She has pictures of that tour, and that's what got you to New York, right? And that's when she's then looked into the theater, and she played off Broadway. How many years did you do that? Quite some time. 7-8 years.
Yeah,
7-8 years, and became pretty successful. But out of New York, then she joined National Road Tours with Cabaret and Funny Girl.
Oh yeah, that was wonderful. Funny Girl was great.
I even saw you in Funny Girl in San Francisco when you came. It was fun to
Amazing.
Then make contact every now and then.
You had to be quite proud of her career. And Carol, I understand in Funny Girl in Chicago, you had the lead there during the run in Chicago.
So, remember that when Simone got sick and you had the lead for a week in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't forget that. That was wonderful.
Oh, that had to be. What an amazing career. And, in fact, wrote a book about singing, which is still available if you want to sing, a singer's handbook. That's available along with a number of books. It's amazing the genres of books that that Carol has written, starting later in life at age 79. A few minutes left in the program. I do want to talk about this fascination with art and Gary, I know that you've encouraged Carol through her career in giving back, writing the song about singing. She's a talented artist. She really believes in the arts and the good of the arts and how that rounds out a person. Talk about that, because it's really been an important part of her life and her legacy is her work with the arts.
Oh yeah. It's been very important to you. And she's inspired. I mean, she gives a lot back to the Lord. She is inspired. She wrote, in fact, a four-book saga. And she said many times she was just taking dictation. It was just totally inspired.
You know, what's amazing with that saga, and those books are available as well now. You'll find them at Amazon, all the usual places, The New World, New Challenges, New Generations, and A New Nation. That was what, age 79, you start writing. Most people would pick an easy book to write. you did this series. Talk about that, because great research involved in that. Character development research. We feel like we've gone back in time. That really was an undertaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was after she'd taken a course in Lancaster, California, on history of women. You know, contribution of women in history, which inspired her.
I really enjoyed that. It was wonderful.
And bringing it to life in the four-part saga, and again, that's available. And again, art, using the love of art to express yourself and to help people at a time when there weren't that many encouraging books for women out there. You really approached this in a unique perspective from that time period, and an excellent job in that. And the children's book that we talked about last time, Saving Alicia's Baby, so well done. Gary involved in the illustrations for that. Gary, that had to be fun working on a project, collaborating with your sister on this children's book.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I refined the arc of the story, too, and then did the illustrations, did the draft illustrations, and a professional did the final version.
He's so talented.
But she is just inspired so many times, and if you look at her oil paintings, in the book, there are illustrations in the saga of the main characters, and those are her artworks, and those are just pictures of the oil paintings that she did of those characters.
Well, it's just an amazing career that Carol has had. It started off in the Air Force, and then the stage career, and then the career as a successful writer and author and instructor and mentor and motivator. Still out there doing it at 93 years of age, is out there and talking about her work and inspiring other people. It's such a pleasure to have both of you back with us on the program. Carol Love Forbes, and the new book is A Bartender's Holiday. We've got a direct link on our website. And her brother, Gary Love. Carol, congratulations on this book. Congratulations on, and happy birthday. And thank you for once again being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Rick.
It's always a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you, our Link Print and Media, for arranging our conversation today, publishing, marketing, doing events like national and international book fairs. You are linkpublishing.com. Arranged our second conversation with Gary and Carol. Again, thank you for being with us on the program. Continued success, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to This Week in America. We are back on today's program right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.